Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's the headline, Brandon. Majority of Americans don't think college degree is worth the cost, from a new poll. This coming from Jared Gans on the Hill. He's basically quoting a Wall Street Journal poll, so I'm assuming your woke MAGA meter is not in effect.
Nah, the Hill is a kind of a left center leaning. I mean, it's pretty middle of the road, but it's definitely, I think, more rated as leans a little bit left. I think probably one of the reasons I think things lean left is because people with more education tend to lean left, right? People less education tend to lean right. That's just my guess, my swag, my silly wise ass guess. Jared is another one of these dudes. You found me, 22 years old, just graduated from George Washington University. Probably a great guy, but I'm amazed at how many 20-year-olds are writing for our major newspapers right now. Whoa.
Nobody's getting sick of hearing you say that, so keep doing it.
I'm going to do it.
The poll from the Wall Street Journal and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research at the University of Chicago found 56% of respondents say they believe earning a four-year degree is not worth the cost, while 42% said it is worth it. Results show a decline in the share of people who believe college is worth the cost in recent years, with a percentage who say it is worth it falling from 53% in 2013, from 49% in 2017. Rising student debt, which hit $1.7 trillion in total and a 60% graduation rate at four-year institutions, are the two most significant issues that are hurting confidence in higher education. Pollsters found decreasing confidence among women and older Americans are the main sources for the overall drop. Findings come as the cost of attending higher education has soared in recent years. This is staggering. The cost of attending an Ivy League school is $90,000 a year. Brandon, this is great, but what the hell would we talk about if we could not talk about the carousing and womanizing that went on at the ATO house at the University of Oregon in the 90s?
Well, I'm not even sure they made you pay a tuition at the University of Nevada, Reno, did they? Wasn't it free?
As long as you were cool with getting herpes, you could go for free.
Oh, my God. So I think that this is this would go like probably number three on Brandon's favorite Easter dinner rants on how stupid college is. Now, to be fair, I do have a number of degrees. I paid a lot of money for education, but nothing. Nothing compared to what people are paying today. When I first matriculated into college, it was $500 a quarter for your tuition. Now it's probably 100 times that. The problem that we have, just the basic simple economics to start, before we even launch into why getting a degree right now is pretty stupid. Certain types of degrees, I should say.
But I guarantee your wife says maples go to college, but go on.
Well, we don't know yet.
We do.
The economics haven't kept up. So if in the 80s and 90s it was, you know, $500 a quarter, and now it's $50,000 a quarter or whatever, colleges are criminal. They have basically pumped up their building, constantly building new. If you go to them, it's like a resort. They're selling it on a resort. Basically, what they've done is they've tapped into this idea that Americans will go into debt to go to college. And that's why they're doing this.
Okay. So here's my question. So it was cheaper when we went to college.
Way cheaper.
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yes.
Did higher education, did someone within the education system say like, hey, we could charge the middle class whatever we want and they'll pay for it? Or is it inflation? Like,
I think it's a cultural thing. I think a lot of things happen. Okay, so post-World War II, soldiers come home from the war and they pass the GI Bill. I can't remember what it was, maybe 48, 49, they passed the GI Bill, which allowed for returning soldiers from World War II to get basically a free education. They could go to a state school, they could go to community college, and it was also the time when they were building lots of community colleges around the country. In particular, California built, I don't know, hundreds of community colleges. So, for the first time in American history, and maybe in world history, the average person could go to college. Before that time, let's just take my beloved alma mater, University of Oregon, home of the Fighting Ducks. In 1945, or like let's say before the GI Bill, the student population, including graduate students, was 2,500 students. That is a major flagship school land grant in a state, right? It was the biggest, most sort of, you would say that, in Oregon State, boo, Beavers, were the two biggest schools, and people would go there, right? But the kids that were going to school in 1945 were probably the sons and daughters, predominantly sons, right? Well, women weren't typically going, but...
Oh, excuse me.
But sons of people that had the money, you know, like said, hey, you need to go get a degree in this. And a lot of times, by the way, before the modern era, if you wanted to go get a medical degree, you went to medical school. You didn't go to undergrad. If you wanted a law degree, you went to law school. You didn't go to undergrad. Undergrad becomes this thing. This is where the economics get sticky. Universities figure out, hey, we can make more money if we sell students. I don't think they got together in a room in the star chamber, a cabal, which said, let's do this. I think it was just a matter of they looked at it as like, hey, where can we tap into this money? As more and more people started seeing high school education as like the baseline and colleges being the way you move ahead in life. Before the sort of the modern era, you got a high school degree, you went to work at the local company and you worked there for 40 years and you had a good middle class income. And by the way, that was post-World War II as well. So there was all these things happening all at once. What's happened now is the economics don't make sense anymore. Why should a kid go to college, spend $500,000 or whatever it is, $250,000 at a state school, to come out with a degree in English literature? Now, I can hear all this English lit people go, whoa, whoa, it teaches them how to think. I'm like, really? You need to spend $250,000 to learn how to think? I'm not saying that college can't be a good and important thing. Obviously, it is. But we need to change the modality. There has to be some better offering for the average student. If you want to go get a degree in English Lit and learn all there is to know about Emily Bronte, feel free. Your parents are rich and you can just go while away your hours. But if you actually want to do something with your life and get a degree that's meaningful, go get a degree in coding. Go get a two-year tech degree. By the way, this article said in there, it's like the guy's, or maybe it wasn't in here, but I read it somewhere. Oh, I know. A buddy posted on LinkedIn. He's like, this guy's like, hey, listen, I can't find a guy to drive a long-haul truck and make $90,000 a year, but I can find an MBA is a dime a dozen to make $60,000 a year. I'm turning those people away. Can't find a dude to drive a truck. That's the problem, that we don't have the jobs to fulfill all these people getting college degrees. They don't make sense anymore.
Yes. So basically, I picked this article so that I could get in a fight with my wife because sure. I fundamentally do not agree. Think that my kids need to go to college. And I've said that from day one. It's not like it came to the, it's not cost effective. By the way, could you do what you do currently professionally without have gone to the University of Oregon?
Most likely, because
not,
I didn't even get a degree in education.
Not your master's degrees that you humble bragged on, but University of Oregon.
You know, I think that what University of Oregon did for me was, but what it did for me is it did give me access into other worlds. That's one good thing.
Okay.
But I didn't, by the way, I didn't pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it. So it was a worthwhile thing. Would I pay $100,000 to get what I got out of it? Absolutely not.
You learned how to carouse and womanize at the University of Oregon.
I did learn how to beer bong. I did learn a lot of great things at the ATO fraternity for sure. But there is a great part about college, which is introducing you to other people from other walks of life. That's important. Military would do the same thing, by the way.
I'll just say that's what my sister makes this argument. Karen makes this argument. Yes. There is growing up to be had in life, and you could learn that in college. But should I pay $250,000 so that my kid, Ellis, can learn how to beer bong at the ATO house?
No, absolutely not. And here's the funny part about that. This is rant probably number four on the Brandon Doble Easter rant thing.
Here we go.
I think that we should have a mandatory two-year service for every single American. At 18 years old, and you can defer up to like 24, you can go to the military, the Job Corps, the AmeriCorps, or whatever it is, but 2 years away from home is going to save us billions and trillions of dollars.
So are you getting rid of social media, or are you instituting
I don't think social media is going to go away, but I do think that there is a model for this worldwide. This happens in lots and lots of countries. Europe does it almost every European country has this mandatory service. You don't have to enter the military. You just have to go serve the country for 2 years. They pay you. It's just, it's a great, why wouldn't we do that, Larry? What's the problem with that?
I am totally in. I just love when we're talking about things that are never going to happen. It's like,
why can't it happen?
Because it's not happening, bro.
But why? We have AmeriCorps. We have the military. Why couldn't we do it?
I love the Circle J when we do those and talk about it. Okay, but
it's not going to happen with your attitude.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I have this good friend of mine, lives in the suburbs. His son is a senior and goes to pretty well-connected high school-ish, right? He takes some AP classes, gets like A's and B's, blah, blah, blah. He could not get into San Diego State, which, by the way, national championship game, NCAA tournament, shocked the world. Could not get into San Diego State. My kids are not getting to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. They're not going anywhere. I live in San Francisco. I really hope for my kids. My hope is they go to community college for a couple of years and we take it from there. And they might never go to college if they get a job at Google coding to begin with.
I mean, I think that the new universe out there, especially in technology, is that they're not interested in what college degree you have. They're interested in what experience you have in hacking NORAD or whatever it is that you've done. So I think that is a good sign. But bottom line, this is just simple economics, right? This is just simple free market economics. If people don't say, hey, it's not worth it for me to go there. I thought it was interesting. They said that more women than men had decided it wasn't worth it, which I wish it would have delved into it a little bit more. It's like, why women? Why don't they
think smarter.
It's worth it? Or they just recognize that it's not worth the money. I don't know. I mean, but that's a pretty significant gap in numbers for men to women. So that was interesting to me for sure. I really like that. Larry, bottom line is, I am challenging our listeners right now to get behind the movement for 2-year mandatory service right here on the show. This is where it starts today, Larry. The revolution starts today.
Also, if you're going to just add to Brandon's to-do list, please follow and subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Smarticle Podcast, go to our TikTok channel. You can do that. Brandon, I'd like to thank you for teaching me that English lit people are wasting their time and that we should all go read Emily Bronte today.